Good morning, gentlemen, and any ladies that may be listening. And Mr. Steinberg, I assume you're catching up on the audio recording, seeing as you weren't here in person. Is that a fair assumption?
Do you know what happened to him?
Okay. Let's turn to chapter Resh Base. 202, which is on page 212. So it might just be the page before that. Sif Dalet. That's Shemin Zayas. There we go. Over here. Okay, so we saw week before last about, last week we were learning about Hanukkah. The week before last we saw the Gemara about Shemin Zayas, about olive oil, what the bracha is on olive oil. And the difficulty with finding a case where one would actually make that bracha. So let's just recap it. We'll see it, and we saw it in the Gemara. Now we'll see it in Halacha, and then we'll move on to the next Halacha. We'll just briefly read it inside, just so we can finish that off. So Shemin Zayas, im shasai kameis shehu, if you drank it raw, plain as it is, einu bevarich alav klal. Yeah, you see over here, Dalit. Ain't a bracha of klal. You don't make any bracha on it. Why? Mishum. Why? Why?
No enjoyment.
Olive oil. Remember, why? Olive
it's
oil.
Dangerous.
Because it's dangerous. Mishum dazukimazikli. Because it'll damage you. It'll harm you. Vem achlo impas. And if you drink it together with bread, then what do we say there? What? Hamotzi.
Bread.
Yeah, if you have it with the bread, impas ein mevarichale to pass ika, mevarichale ika upaitesa tefela. Then we don't make a bracha on it because the bread is the main thing. That's the ika, and you make the bracha on the ika, and the tafel is counted. Vim shasay ma'irav im me silka sha'oz ein mazik. And if you drink it together, mixed with beet juice, borscht, yeah, because then it isn't harmful. Adarabba, humayil lagarin. Then it's good. It's good for the throat. So there we're going to distinguish. Im hu choshesh begreinai. If you have a sore throat, and the reason you're drinking it is because you want to drink the olive oil. The olive oil is what you're interested in. You're not really interested in the borscht. You're interested in the olive oil. So then, have a le shemen ikar. Then the shemen, the oil, is going to be the main thing that you're interested in drinking. Umavari chalav beri priates. Therefore, it would get the bracha of this olive oil. Would get the bracha of beri priates. Then einai miskavein lerefua ela lachila. If you're not really interested in, haven't got a sore throat, so you're just having borscht, yeah, with olive oil. Happens maybe this has got a lot of olive oil in there, but I'm really just interested in the borscht. Then have a lay a nigrain ikka, vein of varich ala ala ignoring ela al ha nigrain shakel. Then the nigrain, this borscht, is going to be the ikka, that's going to be the main thing, and the bracha would be on the nigrain, and it would count for the olive oil. So that bracha would be shakel. Okay, so that is what we saw essentially in the Gemara.
Look, the only case that say bracha for olive oil, only where you're sick.
Where you're sick and you're eating it together as a mixture.
Even this is not major. If you mix, depends how much olive or not.
So there we would say no.
Because
yeah. Remember, we distinguish between when it came to mulled wine, yeah, or spiced wine. Spiced wine, even if the wine is the minority, we're still going to say that's the ikar, because that's what you're doing, right? You take wine and you add spices in there, and even though the majority of it is the spices and the minority is the wine, still that's my intention. And as long as it's not one part wine or less than one part wine in six parts spices, then wine still keeps its bracha, still keeps its status. However, remember we said if wine got mixed in accidentally, unintentionally into beer, we'd say there you've got to measure up the majority. Yeah, whatever is more quantity. But over here, this is intentional. You're intentionally putting the olive oil in. Yeah, so there we just have to decide what's your intention. What are you trying to drink over here?
That question about only olive oils, not olive.
Olives themselves, that's berepreates. If it's mixed together in a salad, yeah, is that your question?
No, but what practice you can different between olive oil and olive oil? There's olive oil also from olive.
Exactly. Exactly. Food. Yeah. But this was a chiddush that the Gemara was teaching us, that the bracha on olive oil still retains its bracha of berepreates.
But this is clear. For example, if apple juice, this is not the same.
This is not the same, and we're going to see that if not next week, then the week after. That's a big sugya. It's a big question. But we already saw the Gemara about olive oil. And olive oil, the Gemara told us same as grape juice, as wine, that seeing as it changes, it improves. Yeah, it's improved from the original form. Yeah, the original form is an olive. You know, not very exciting, an olive, or a grape, not very exciting, but you change that into wine, or you change that into olive oil, that's an improvement. And also because it nourishes, yeah, because it has this nourishing factor. And with wine, because it makes you glad.
Okay.
Yeah. So, as opposed to every other juice doesn't have those factors, and that's just going to retain.
Because as a juice probably is not harmful.
That was only a problem. The problem with the harmful thing, the reason why the Gemara raised that question was because if the Gemara is telling us that the bracha on olive oil is berepreates, there has to be a situation that you would actually drink it. And then we wanted to know what would that situation be. And this is where we see, because if you drink it, it's harmful.
Because this is only drink, this is harmful. Because any other drink, any other juice is not harmful.
Right.
You can drink.
Right. So that's the only. That's the reason why the Gemara had to do some gymnastics to find a case where you'd actually drink it.
You cannot drink directly.
Right.
But still, a question if what to say.
But if you would be able to drink it directly, then it would just be simple. You know, pick up a glass of olive oil, make berepreates, just like wine. Wine gets a special bracha. Pick up a glass of wine. It's not harmful. We don't have to find, use Talmudic gymnastics to find a situation where you would make the bracha. Adarabba, wine.
Have it
all the time. Any excuse.
Also can be harmful if too much.
Drink your wine. Okay. Good. Now we'll fly through a couple of other halachas as well to get to the main material, which is Sif Zayin, which we're gonna go into a little bit more today. Okay, let's jump through because we shouldn't miss anything out. So halacha Sif Hey. Shekedim hamarim, bitter nuts. Okay, this is this is referring to a species of nuts where the nuts themselves, fully grown, are bitter. They are called shkedim hamarim, bitter nuts. I don't know what type of nut this is. But it's a species of nut, a type of nut which is bitter. Okay? So these shkedim hamarim, kishahim ketanim mavarech berepreates. When they are small, they get the bracha of berepreates. Okay? Why? Because when they're small, they're sweet. Yeah, the Mishnah Berurah says, points out, points out that when they're small, you eat the klipa, you eat the peel, the outside of them, and the outside of them is sweet. Therefore, they're planted for this sake, right? No one plants, no one's interested in bitter nuts. Yeah, but when they're small, they're sweet. So that's what they're planted for. That's why when they're small, it gets the bracha of breakrate. Gedolim v'loklum. When they're big, though, it doesn't get any bracha at all. Why? Da'azuki maski. Because they are harmful. These nuts, when they're bitter and they're fully grown, this species of nut, I don't know which type of nut he's talking about, but they are harmful. But time of the mill, so what's the reason? Dikashem ketanim. Because when they're small, ika achilosam huklipa ve'enamara. The main food, the main substance that you eat is the peel, and that's not bitter. And when they are big, the main thing that you eat of a nut when it's fully grown is the actual nut itself, because the klipa on the outside, the shell, is too hard. Right? The shell, when it's small, it's soft. That you can eat, and that's sweet. Okay? That gets a breakrate. But the main thing that you're eating when it's big is the inside, is the nut. Vehu mar, and that's bitter. Therefore, it doesn't get a bracha. Ve'im mitkon alidei ha'ur. But, says the Shulchan Aruch, if you would sweeten them through roasting them, or roasting them with sugar, or just roasting them, or salt roasting them, or with something else, mavarich brei pri ha'etz. Then it gets the bracha of brei pri ha'etz. It jumps all the way up from nothing, no bracha, to brei pri ha'etz. And the Mishnah Berurah explains the reason is because essentially it's a fruit. Yeah, it is a fruit. It is a pre, right? Look at it. It's a nut. It's a pre.
Nuts, fruits.
Nut is a fruit. Yeah, it grows on a tree. Yeah, essentially it is a pre. Just the problem is you're not going to eat it because it's harmful. Yeah, it's bitter. It's harmful. So when you harm yourself, you don't get a bracha. You don't make a bracha on Baruch Atah Hashem, I'm just about to harm myself. Oh, thank you, Hashem, for letting me harm myself. Yeah, you don't make a bracha on something to harm yourself. But seeing as it is a fruit, so now that it becomes, gets into the, gets a status of not being harmful, and now it's edible, so it gets a bracha of brei pri'etz. Okay?
What if it's not harmful, but there's no pleasure in eating?
This is in contradiction to another case that Professor is now asking about, which is something which is, it's ne'echal alidei adchak. It's something which is bitter, it's sour, and is ne'echal alidei adchak. It is still edible if you force yourself to do it. Yeah, it's not harmful, it's not really nice, it's a bit bitter, yeah, but you would eat it if you're very hungry. So this, yeah, would be a different to that. We actually saw that case earlier, yeah, which was, yeah, if we turn back to Sif Gimel, one page earlier. Then over here it says, on Sif Gimel, it says, Garinia peris, seeds of fruit, im he musukim, v'reichalein brei pri'etz. If they are sweet, it gets the brei pri'etz. V'im he marim, what if they're bitter? Einim v'reichalein klal, doesn't get a bracha at all. Why? Because it's not the fruit, and it's bitter. Yeah, it's a seed, so it's not the fruit, it's not the main fruit, and it's bitter. Okay? But what happens if v'im mitkan al yedei ha'ur, what if you sweeten them somehow, now you make them edible, then it gets the bracha shehakol.
What if it was the main fruit? What if it's a nut tree?
Okay, good. One second. So yeah, the Mishnah Berurah is going to point out that case, yeah? So this is something which started not as a fruit at all, now you made it edible, something which wasn't a fruit became edible, yeah? That gets a shehakol, because it didn't start as a fruit. Yeah, even though it grows from the tree. But it didn't start as a fruit. So therefore, now it's edible, it becomes a shackle. Now you're asking, Professor, what if...
You did not sweeten it. It will not harm you, but it is edible.
But it is edible. It is edible, but it is bitter. It's edible, but it's bitter. So that...
Or at least it's not pleasurable to eat, even if it's not bitter.
So the bracha then on that would be... would be Bayre Pri Hua Dhamma.
No, pleasurable. One. So okay, what does mean broken. Pleasurable? One like it, another not. What?
No, you don't like it. And you don't dislike it. You just. It's
yeah, the bracha will be bere pri adama because why? Because it's not the ikar hapri.
Some
it's not the
like
main thing that you're planting it for.
Bitter.
You plant your the case which is brought where this is brought is in Sif Beis, which deals with boiser, which was grapes which haven't fully ripened. Yeah, small grapes. So there we said, if they're bitter, as long as they're edible, it gets very pretty ha'adama. Until they get to a certain size of a white bean, right? Remember. So there, because we said, you don't plant your grapes to eat them tiny and eat them bitter. Yes, yeah, so that's not the ikar apri. That's not the main fruit of the tree. The main fruit of the tree is a nice, fully grown, juicy, plump grape. That gets very pretty. Before then, gets very pretty ha'adama. Okay, so anything which is not the ikar hapri, that gets anything which is the main fruit of the tree, the main produce of the tree, preparates. Something which is not the fruit, the ikar hapri, that gets bere pri adama. Okay, something which is inedible part of the tree doesn't get any bracha at all. Okay, if you make something which was inedible, you make it edible, then it depends. If it started off as a pre, it was a fruit, just it was inedible. Yeah, there was a sort of side problem. The fact that it's inedible, it's too bitter, it's harmful. Yeah, so then you're taking a pre and you're making it now edible. So that gets bere pri eitz. If you're starting with something which wasn't a pre, like a seed, yeah, a pip or whatever it was, you're taking something which is not edible and now you're making it edible. That, according to the Shulchan Aruch, that gets a bracha of a shehakol. Because it wasn't a pre. So you're taking something which wasn't a pre, and you're making that edible. You're essentially just taking a twig and turning a twig into food. A twig isn't a fruit. Yeah? Okay? So that's these halachas here. Okay? Is that clear? Did I go through every permutation, every case?
Probably not.
There was one more permutation, but that's obvious. Something which started off bitter, but it was still edible. And then you made it even sweeter. Yeah? Then, of course, that would also be bread grapes.
No, but when bitter is eatable, what is bracha?
If it's bitter, but it's edible,
yeah,
then the bracha would be bered pri ha'adama.
But if...
Because the reason why it's bitter is because it's not fully grown.
But if you
if something is essentially bitter, yeah, it's something bitter, but it's still edible, then it gets bere pri eitz, right? A lemon's bitter, sour, yeah, the bracha is bere pri eitz. A lemon which is completely that big lemon and it's
lemon,
completely too sour.
But lemon not because of he's bitter, because he's lemon.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so if this species just happens to be bitter by or sour by its species, then it still bere pri eitz, because that's still the ikar hapri, still the main produce of this tree. But if it's so bitter, yeah, that it's inedible, then it doesn't get a bracha at all. Then it doesn't get a bracha at all. If it was essentially, the tree produces things which are sweet and not bitter, but this is bitter. Yeah, in this, it's not fully grown now. When at this stage, it's bitter, then it's not the ikar hapri, it gets bere pri adama.
No, but it's confused. The same fruit can be different brocha, depend what he is
depending on how well it's grown.
No, but. Apple is when started. This is not ready. He is very bitter, but still eatable. What is bracha? The same as when he is ready to be sweet or not?
One second.
So apple is apple. I believe the bracha is still the same for any fruit.
So over here we have the halacha and sif base. It says that grapes, yeah, and possibly olives and pomegranates, they have a special halacha that as long as they are not yet a full a size of a white bean, or they don't have the crown by the olives or whatever, yeah, as long as they're not a white bean, then it gets a bracha of Brei Pri Adama. When it gets the white bean, then it gets to a size of a white bean, it's Brei Pri. Other fruits, he says, as soon as the fruit comes out, it gets Brei Pri. Okay, as soon as the fruit is grown, it gets Brei Pri, unless it is not mar or ofetz b'yoser, unless it is not bitter or sour, extremely bitter or sour, ad she'enoy roi la'achila afilo al yedei adchak, until it's not roi, fitting for consumption, even if you are forced. Because then the bracha, you wouldn't make a bracha at all.
But you don't say bracha because you don't eat it.
Because it's inedible. But as soon as it becomes you're right. So as soon as it becomes edible, even if it's bitter or sour, the bracha is Brei Pri.
That's my agree. This is my
The
question: if there is a say fruit can be changed, bracha depend of taste. But there are some cases depend what is stage of.
Yeah.
Of development can be different brocha.
So according to this halacha here in Sif Beis, it seems not, but it's okay. I think this needs a bit of work.
Because
I have to work on this a little bit
it's not bitter, we don't say anything because we don't eat it.
Mm-hmm.
After he sweeten, he's still not, but eatable. We say something for fruit. This is what.
Right.
But this is can be safer for any food that's not cooked yet. For example, if raw meat. What is raw meat? Actually, it's eatable, but maybe harmful after you cook. It's raw meat still a meat.
But you have to remember, meat, there's only one bracha. There's either no bracha or a bracha, which is shahakol. Over here, when we're talking about fruits, we're talking about something that's much more complex, because it could be no bracha, or it could be shahakol, or it could be hadama, or it could be ha'itz.
It means there is two different bracha for fruit?
There are different brachas that one could make, depending on whether we call it the ikar apri, meaning the thing that the tree is planted for. Okay, that's going to make a difference, whether it gets a Brei Pri Eitz or Brei Pri Adama. If something is not a pre at all, then also that's going to make a difference. Maybe it's not going to be it may be shahakol. And if it's totally inedible, then it's not going to get a bracha at all.
It means for fruit can be different brachas depend on different situations.
Something that grows on a tree could have four possible situations: no bracha, shahakol, hadama, ha'etz.
But if, for example, you have something very fancy fruit.
Fancy fruit? If it's a fruit, it gets Brei Pri Eitz.
But you think sometimes it's a damo.
Hmm?
But if fancy fruit is still fruit, it means...
A fancy fruit?
No, but something you don't know what is it. There is on the market, there are different fruits.
Yeah, you just have to know. Does it grow from a tree or does it grow from the ground? If it grows on the ground, Brei Pri Adama. If it grows from a tree, Brei Pri Eitz. That's it. We're talking about different permutations, where we're talking about it's bitter, yeah, or where it wasn't fully grown, or where the something like ginger, yeah, sweet ginger.
The ginger's not root.
You can't eat. It's a root. It's a root. So it would be Brei Pri Adama. What's the bracha on ginger? If you eat raw ginger, what's the bracha?
Like vegetable and
who eats raw ginger? No one eats raw ginger. It's edible. It's edible.
No,
but ginger is not produced to be eaten raw. Ginger is not produced to be eaten raw. When is it used raw? Part of a mixture. Yeah, you could make you could make a salad dressing or something with ginger powder. But that's a mixture. So you're never going to get a bracha on raw ginger. So what would the bracha be on raw ginger? Bracha on raw ginger would be shahakol. because it loses its main bracha. The main bracha is Brei Pri Adama, right? Because it's a fruit of the ground. But it loses that because you're eating it raw, and it's not planted to be eaten raw. So it gets shackled. When you sweeten it, or you pickle it, yeah, eating pickled ginger from an Asian restaurant, yeah, together with your sushi. You didn't fancy the sushi; you just wanted to have the ginger on the side. That would get Brei Pri Adama.
Ginger.
Yeah, sweetened ginger. Right, you have sugared ginger. You ever had sugared ginger? You never had it?
Never had pickled ginger.
Either. No, you should. A sweetened ginger is very. Is very healthy. Ginger is very, very healthy. And it's what do you say? It's weird.
Yeah.
It's weird because it's sweet, but it's got very sharp ginger flavor still. Yeah, but it's edible. It's bitter, but it's edible, and it's sweet, and that gets Brei Pri Adama.
It's kind of.
Good for your sinuses,
I heard. I ate the ginger with honey.
Okay. Well, no, a tea. Ginger tea.
Yeah, ginger tea. This is maybe for also for.
Yeah, yeah. It's very good for sinuses. Very good for ginger. Sure.
If you've got cough, something.
Yeah, the guy in yeshiva used to go. He found out when they get the fresh delivery of ginger at the market in the shuk, and he used to go every week, once a week, to go and get some fresh ginger and cut up pieces, not the dried ginger. Not dried ginger like we get in the supermarket. You had it fresh, and it was like it was moist still. Yeah, the stuff we get is dried out. We get it, but it was moist inside. And he cut it up, slices, and put it into his tea. He made a tea out of it. And what did he do with the slices of ginger after he finished drinking the tea? Yeah, he ate those as well.
Ah, but
thin slice.
Actual root is not so dry as in the market.
Not as dry as you get in the supermarket, no.
But if it means for brocha, for raw ginger, not the same as cooked with something else.
If it's cooked with something else, then it depends. Is the ginger the ikka?
No, ikka.
But if you cooked it in a way, cooked it together with some honey, in a way that the ginger is the ikka, and even now you've got honeyed ginger, then it would get it's what's called the bracha haru'ya, the appropriate bracha of ginger, which would be Brei Pri Adama.
Okay.
I think I might actually be jumping ahead, because I think this is actually ginger is...
We could have a lab session next week. We could bring in some ginger and grate it up and mix it with some honey.
But fruit, there is some fruit... plants on the ground.
Ginger is a root.
No, it's not. Ginger is not fruit.
Ginger plant.
It's a vegetable.
Ginger root. It's a root.
No, there is no classification with root. What does it mean?
It grows in the ground.
No, potato tall also like root. What's potato?
Root
no, potato is vegetable.
Yes.
And the ginger also probably.
Ginger would be.
Yes.
But it's not vegetable.
In the broad. Categorization of things, yes, a vegetable.
Vegetable, fruit, berry. This is what.
Berry's not here today.
No.
Okay.
No, but classification.
Okay. Yeah. Are we clear? Somewhat. Somewhat clear.
Not everything, but.
Not everything.
Some.
Okay. We'll see another permutation now as well. Let's see another permutation in Tzlaf. Tzlaf is a caper tree. Okay, I think we mentioned this in one of the classes a few weeks ago. Capers. You have capers on like little...
They're like little kernels.
Little kernels, yeah. Little green kernels. They put them on pizzas. No, on pizza.
Pizzas or like a garnish for certain things, yeah.
So a caper tree, a tzlaf tree, if you've ever been to Yerushalayim, or Greece, I think, as well. They are indigenous to Greece and the islands. Then, wherever you have dry stone or rock, and there's a little strong tree that manages to poke its way out and through a crack in the rock, the leaves are sort of this sort of shape. Like a dark green, like a sort of similar to the color of an olive tree leaves, a little bit lighter. That's a tzlaf tree. That's a caper tree. Yeah, the trees that are growing out of the side of the kaisel.
Those are
that's a tzlaf tree. Yeah, they're everywhere. They're literally everywhere. We had outside our house. There was a long wall of Jerusalem stone, and the whole way along the wall there was this tzlaf trees, and then big, and they grow like very, very, very wide. And they've got thorns and everything as well. And then one year, there was these tiny little insects, these black insects with white dots on the back. And in the space of like a week, they had destroyed the whole. Yeah. They'd eaten the whole crop, like the whole, the leaves, like very, very quickly. There were thousands of them flying around, eating, consuming this tzlaf tree. But that's, so this is a tzlaf tree, okay?
What is
tzlaf?
Is this a Hebrew name, or is this a...
Tzlaf is a Hebrew name, yeah. The Gemara discusses the tzlaf tree. Why is the tzlaf tree singled out to be discussed in Halacha? Because the tzlaf tree is a very interesting breed of tree that has many different types, that has many different products, which are edible from one tree, right? Most trees, what do you have? An apple tree. You have an apple. Yeah, that's all you have. Yeah, a lemon tree, have a lemon. There's not many trees that have more than one product from a tree. So tzlaf tree actually has four. Okay, so let's see. Tzlaf, perish tzlaf. What is a tzlaf? Min ilon. It's a species, a type of tree, she'olin shaloi ru'in la'achila, that its leaves are edible, v'yesh ba'olav k'min tamarim, and on the leaves it has these sort of like dates, has like a fruit, avyoinois hu hapri mi'atzlaf, then aside from the tamarim, yeah, the tamarim, by the way, are these. There's not many not many tamarim that actually grow from the tzlaf, but they have these like things which like hang down, like big green bulbous green things, and every tree has like one or two of those, and they look sort of like in the shape of a date, but green. So that's apparently edible as well. Evyonos hu aprime atzlaf. Then you have these evyonos, yeah. And the avionos, that's the actual caper itself, which is the tzlaf tree flowers. Yeah, it has flowers, and the flowers are white, like quite big white flowers with a very, very bright what color would that be? Like a sort of purple, pinky purple color. What color is that? I forget. Okay, whatever. It has like but before the tree flowers, yeah, it has the buds, right? The buds of the flowers, and that's where the flowers grow from. But those buds, yeah, inside the buds, that's where the flower. But in its compressed form, yeah, that is the fruit. That's the fruit. That's the fruit of the tree. Period. The fruit is the avionis. That's the avionis. The kafresin, who are klipa shasal of a pri. And then it has kafresin, that's the peel, which is which goes around the pri, around the actual, the bud. Yeah, the bud has green, has like a green peel, which goes around it. Okay? So we have three things, three edible parts of the tree. You have the alin, the leaves. You have the tamarim. The like date type things.
Not the actual fruit?
Which is not the actual fruit, but it's something, I mean, one would assume that was the actual fruit, because it looks like a fruit that's like growing from it.
Is it coming from the flower?
No, it like hangs down.
It's not related to the flower?
The caper itself is the flower. I'd seen many tzlaf trees, but the first time I actually noticed tamarim was very
else.
Yeah, it's like it hangs down and it's like a bulbous thing. Mm-hmm. Which No, but I did stomp on it once to like open it up and see what was inside it. It looks like.
But sort of like this is kind of any years new thing, grows.
Sorry.
No, I believe fruit usually annual product.
Oh, and does it renew itself annually? No. I don't know how it grows. I don't know how it grows. Okay, so that's the, yeah, so you have the alin, you have the leaves, you have the tamarim, you have the avionis, the capers, and you have the kafresin, which are the peels of the avionis. All four of these things are edible. So, what's the bracha on them?
The peels, the difference, the peels from apple tree also have peels.
That's considered...
That is bottle to the pre. Yeah, a peel of an apple is bottle. It's nullified to the actual pre itself. It's a part of the pre.
We'd say like an orange, which you know sometimes the peels are ground.
Yeah, yeah.
Into
so that is not. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. That's so orange. Yeah, that's not the actual fruit itself.
Right.
Yeah. Peel of an apple. If you peel, yeah, take a peeler and peel your apples, and then you've got all the peel left. What do you make? What's the bracha on apple peel?
The same as
grapes, because it's bottled to the fruit. Yeah. It's the fruit itself. But an orange, yeah, the pre is not bottled. So the peel is not bottled to the
that
fruit. It's a separate part of the fruit. And therefore, it's not going to get the same bracha. Mm-hmm.
What does he get?
Orange peel. Uh-huh. Might be shahakol if you sweeten it, it would probably, I don't know. Still I think it comes up later. Okay. It does come up later. I don't remember
orange peels are like a marmalade as well.
Yeah, we're gonna see marmalade coming up soon.
But in this case, the peels also eatable.
Yeah,
it's edible, but it's not bottled to the
fruit. It's edible and
it can be eaten separately.
It's
eaten separately
to the other product.
Yeah, it's another
so
another product.
We have four sin from the one tree. This is a question: what to say?
So what to say on each of these four? So what would you say?
The same sin.
The same thing on all four.
Because it's a
why would you grow the tree for?
Oh, excellent. Yeah. Excellent. Yeah. So, what did the Shulchan Aruch say? Remember, the Shulchan Aruch said it has olin. Yeah, they're royal achila. They're edible. They're fit for consumption. And then there are tamarim. Evyonos hu hapri mehatzlaf. The evyonos is the pre. That's the fruit of the tzlaf. The kafresin are the klipa, which surrounds, that's the peel which surrounds the pre. Okay? So what would you say? Now remember, we have the rule. The rule is that the fruit, the ikar hapri, the main fruit of a tree, that gets the bracha of the fruit. Anything else, it's not the main part, it's not the main product of the fruit. Not the main product of the tree. Yeah. Someone which is not the main product of the tree doesn't get a bracha of bray prates. Right. Yeah, just like we saw, grapes, which are too small, that's not what you plant your tree for. Yeah, you plant your grapevine. Yeah, you plant your grapevine to have
wine.
To have juicy plump grapes. Yes, yeah, so that's not the ikar apri. That's not the main thing you're planting for.
No, but
that's
this is
why.
So
this is exactly the same. No, says the Shulchan Aruch, al ha'olin, on the leaves, va'ala tamaris, and on the dates, va'ala kafresin, and on the peels, bayre pri adama. That gets bayre pri adama, because they are not the main product of the fruit of the. It's edible, but it's not the main product of the tree.
Who said? Only tree.
Because that's not the pre. That's not why you plant, as Victor said. Why do you plant a tzlaf tree? Get leaves, and you could make a salad of it. But
you think this is not wild tree? It's somebody planted.
But they're
usually. When I said it does grow wild, it does grow in the wild.
But people that
breed them. Yeah, what are they breeding them for? They're breeding for the capers.
This is if you breed a special for...
You're planting it for the capers.
So we're saying that...
Yeah, the main fruit, that gets bray-priates.
We're saying that the other three components are edible, and it is also somewhat customary to eat them.
Yeah.
Right? So it's not the case of like a potato, like a raw potato, which it's not customary to eat. So
okay.
You'd say you would make a she'akol in that.
Yeah.
So of course, if to see in angle of people who plant it, it means main major factor fruit. But if to see as a angle from tree, for trees is everything important. Because tree is part of the same.
But in terms of eating...
But it's not eating. If this is you plant for purpose, to have this much food is one thing. But if it is wild, for example, there is tree, it is not fruit, for example. It's not for use for birch, for example. There is nobody's...
It's called an ilan srak, a tree
it means everything
doesn't bear any fruit.
The same importance.
Tea or root beer out of the
no, but this is juice. Maybe some people take from birch.
Let's consider this. I'm a marmalade manufacturer, and I plant a grove of orange trees to use the peels to make marmalade. Mm.
No, but yes, there is some people.
That's
nobody plant orange only for
peels. It depends, because you are not going to be able to nullify the status of an orange by that, yeah. Because most orange trees are planted for the sake of the orange,
the sake of the juice, actually.
That we'll come onto. Okay. We'll come onto in a couple of weeks.
The status of my.
So there we would most likely say butler daito, your opinion and your status is going to be nullified compared to all of the other oranges. Now we're interested in what is the main thing that this is planted for.
Yeah.
So although you would be able to say it's a fruit. Yeah, the peel is a fruit, as opposed to someone else who, you know, possibly may not. Yeah, but the when we're saying bere peri ha'etz, we're saying for the creation of the product, of the fruit, peri, the fruit of this tree. What's the fruit of this tree? The Mishnah Berurah said, the Shulchan Aruch said, that's the Evyonis. There's tamarim as well. There's leaves. There's other things which are edible. But what's the fruit of this tree? The fruit of this tree, that's the Evyonis. The fruit of the ground, the leaves are also fruit of the ground. It's also a fruit of the peels. That's also it's edible. It's going to get a bracha, but it's not going to. We can't say that this is the fruit of the tree. You can only have one thing which is the fruit of this tree, even though there are many things which are edible. Okay, so the Mishnah Berurah says, what's the explanation? He says, they're not chashuv enough, they're not important enough to be able to be called peri ha'etz. This is the fruit of the tree. They're nice, they're edible, but they're not chashuv, they're not important enough. They're not considerable enough to be called peri ha'etz.
It means, is this tree only one fruit? Is really actual fruit.
Okay.
Three other things is not fruit.
Sorry?
In this specific tree, there is only one...
One thing which is called the ikar pri.
This is fruit.
Yeah.
Leaves is not.
Yeah.
Something else.
Okay. Now, let's have a look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Lamed Tes. Okay, Lamed Tes. Do you have it here? There. Okay, Va'ala Kafresin. This is the peels. They get a Bray Priya, all the other three things. They get a Bray Priya Dhamma. Why? Mishum De'ena Ikar Pri. Because it's not the main Pri. It's not the main product. Okay. Okay, I'm gonna stand corrected in a few moments. We'll see something, Professor, in a moment. Okay, but let's have a look. Umikom Okim. Nevertheless, says the Mishnah Berurah, nevertheless, Bidi Evet, after the fact, Im beirach ala kafresin bayre priyaitz yaltsa. If you made the bracha on the kafresin, then it gets bayre priyaitz. Okay, kafresin are the peels of the capers. It didn't say on the leaves. Yeah, but if you make on the leaves bayre priyaitz, didn't say. Kafresin he did. Why? What's with this kafresin? Because that's the klipa, that's the peel of the fruit. Right, so the fruit gets bripriates. The peel of that fruit, because it's not bottle to the fruit itself, it's not a part of the fruit itself, it's something separate to the fruit. Then lachatchila, seeing as it's not a part of the fruit, it doesn't get the same bracha, it gets a different bracha. But bidyeved, we could bidyeved call it a part of the fruit, okay, the peel. Now, he comes on to another situation, yeah, another case where you have the fruit and you have the peel of the fruit, which is separate to the fruit itself. Okay, well, in klipas pomerantzin, what's pomerantzin? Oranges. Yeah, okay. Oranges. Shatoygnim bedvash, that you fry them in honey. Yeah, peels. Yeah, of oranges that you fry in honey. Yesh deyos beinu achroinim. There is a machloikas among the achroinim. Im levarich aleihim shahakol. Where the bracha is shahakol. Why would it get shahakol? Yeah, according to the opinion, it's shahakol. Because it's not a fruit. It's not a fruit. Yeah, it's not a fruit. Oi. Prihaitz. Yeah. Maybe that it gets bray priates. Why? Because remember, it's bottled to the orange. But now that I'm saying, oh, I'm interested in the orange peel, right? That's why I'm planting it, right? Professor's opinion over here. Yeah, I'm planting it. That's what I'm planting it for. So now I make it, get it, bump it up a level. Yeah, where it's now edible as it is. Yeah, you can have a sugared orange peel, bray priates. Or Priya Adama. Yeah, a three-way machlokas, break Priya Adama, would be because essentially it's not the fruit itself. Yeah, but it grows from the tree, so therefore it gets break Priya Adama. Yeah, three-way machlokas. This is unbelievable. Yeah, three-way machlokas as to what the bracha is on sugared orange peels.
So the justification for the Priya Adama is because it is not the main ikar of the fruit itself. What would be the justification for the she'akol? Would that just because?
Why?
And it's saying here.
So the Elia Rabba says. So we could go through the three explanations inside how he brings them. Okay. So the first one is first opinion is she'akol. Okay. Why would it be she'akol? Tam hadava. What's the reason? Kasava Elia Rabba says the Elia Rabba mishum shaloi noitin es a tapuz al das aklipos. Because you don't plant the orange with the peel in mind. Yep. Val pi roiv, and usually zorkim isam. You throw them, you chuck them out. No one eats okay, they may be edible, but roiv, we throw them. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we are going after the roiv. We're interested in majority. Majority of people throw them. Therefore, it doesn't eat, it's not that it doesn't have a status of a pre, it has a status of garbage. So something which doesn't start as a pre, even though now we're making it edible, it can't bump up to a bracha of a pre. Yeah, so it's going to get a bracha of shahakol. Mm-hmm. That's the opinion of shahakol.
Yeah.
Okay. Then we have the next opinion, which is bripriates. Tam adava. Cause of a Magen Avram. Says the Magen Avram, Mishum shaklipa hi miguf hapri. Ubir kasa kabrikas hapri. Because the klipa comes from the fruit itself. Right? The fruit, and it has a klipa around it, has a peel around it. Therefore, the bracha is like the bracha of the pre. Yeah, so it's like the guf hapri itself. Now, if it's not really edible, one second. Yeah, so according to this opinion, even if you would eat it bitter, sour, before it's been sweetened, it's a part of the fruit. You'd get bray priates. Yeah. Now, then, the last opinion, bray pri adama, says the Taz explains, mishum she'ena klipa miguf hapri. The klipa isn't a portion of the fruit itself. It's like kafresin. Kafresin is a peel of it. Yeah. So now we're eating it. We can't say it's the actual like the orange itself. It's pre adama. Yeah. It's not the fruit. It's a secondary product of the tree. Okay. So we have this three way opinion. Va'al kain. Therefore, seeing as we have this three-way opinion, yeah, three-way machlokes about what the bracha is on sugared orange peels. So, what should be the bracha? Val kein yesh levarich aleim shehakol. You should say the bracha of shehakol. Why? Because shehakol is yotzi everything. You can shehakol can count can cover anything. Yeah, bidyevet. Yeah, lechatchila. Remember the halacha is lechatchila. You're not allowed to make a shehakol on it on something just because you don't know. You have to clarify. You have to clarify what is this, right? Where does it grow from? What product is it? Yeah, you see whatever it is. Yeah, something where you're unsure what this food is. So you can say shehakol. Shehakol covers it, but first you have to clarify exactly what it is. Yeah, if you're unable to clarify what it is, or you're unable to clarify what bracha it should be, then we're going to say you can rely on saying shehakol. So that's why over here we say you rely on saying shehakol. Ubidiyeved, but bidiyeved, im beirach priya itza priya dama yatza. Of course, if you say priya itz or priya dama on these things, you're yotzi. You're fine, because there are opinions that you can rely on that say that it's priya itz or priya dama. Okay, so this, in answer to your question, sugared orange peels, the bracha is shehakol. But if you said the other brachas, then you're yotzi. Okay, now over here, this is where I stand corrected, over here. V'ilanei shenatu oisem b'miyuchat. Now, what if you plant a tree specifically avor rikuach klipos periseim in order to make a marmalade, a honey,
To use the peel.
Kalsava Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan says, Shemavarech ala klipos berei preitz. That the peels get berei preitz. Why? Mishum sheba'ifen zeh klipa hino ikar hapri. Because in this situation, the klipa is the main fruit. V'chein kalsava kafachayim. Yeah, and he brings over here also about apples, the peel, apple peels. Yeah, as we said before, that gets the bracha of brei preitz. So he says, why? Because usually when you peel off apples, there's a bit of the apple on the peel as well. So it's for sure going to get brei preitz. But he says, even without even if you would manage to peel it in a way that there's no apple attached to the peel at all, then he says it's nearer. It seems that it would still get the bracha of brei preitz because it's a part of the fruit itself. Yeah, it's usually eaten together with the fruit. It's called a fruit. Yeah.
Completely. Where does and an apple? Where exactly does the peel end in the? You know what I mean? It's like it's not even so.
You can peel if you would find a way. You could find a way to peel peel the apple and without getting any.
I
appeal
that.
No, but this is a word peel for apple. It's some people believe.
I eat it with the peel.
No, but this is maybe most vitamins in the peels.
Yeah.
So they say.
Mm-hmm. No, somebody said.
Mm-hmm. Russian grandmothers say that.
But what in this tree? There is four fruits. How many brochas? Not to say three.
Two brochas.
Two brochas.
Yeah, berei preitz on the pre. And everything, which is the avionis, and everything else,
even the leaves the same as peels?
Leaves the same as a peel.
But
leaves and
leaves of this tree or leaves any tree?
Most trees, the leaves aren't edible.
You leave them and don't eat them.
No, yes. No.
Yeah, this is an example of a tree where the leaves are edible.
Yes, means most of tree.
Yeah, you're not going to munch on a chew on a leaf from an apple tree.
What kind of leaf is that that you're wrapping?
Grape leaves.
Grape leaves. Yeah.
Grape leaves. Yeah, I think they're only edible when they're cooked as well.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. I mean, some herbs like basil and things like that are the leaf.
Yeah.
People grow the grapevine for the leaves to make.
No, this is. Tea also leaves.
Tea leaves,
yeah.
But that's cooked.
Mm-hmm. No, but yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's actually
but
the next.
But
the next
this tree,
simon, the next
this tree,
chapter.
This leaves. You can take the leaves and
take
eat.
Them, yeah, like spinach.
Yeah, spinach. The
no, spinach
thing.
Is a vegetable.
Never seen a spinach tree.
But this is interesting, this kind of tree, this is fruit, vegetables, combine.
Anyway, all this is going to be irrelevant because the world is going to go completely hydroponic at some point in the future. No attachment to the ground.
Not to see this.
Oh yeah, I still have to look into hydroponic for you.
Not to see the water.
Hydroponically grown stuff.
Yeah.
This is in this encyclopedia, has this tree picture of this tree or not? What kind of tree?
Oh, yeah, could be. Have a look.
No, but I'm not sure if these are.
It could be.
No, we have.
Okay.
A pay and a fey, it's the same
letter. I know. I realize that. It's not correctable. Matthew gave me a.
Not only in Hebrew, in English, in a lot of languages, the P
in English,
the F,
in English,
the F
it
can
is
be interchangeable,
but in many other countries it is.
You know why they're interchangeable?
Because they came from the same shorish.
No, because when you make the sound of P and you make F, it's exactly the same part of your mouth that makes the sound. Right up front.
With the fricative, is that what
it is? And P. Right up here. Yeah.
The one of the versions of the Gemara